Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani Maimer by Ram Goldar and Therim Azekas Baba Kama Daf Lamed Beis. The third parak HaManiach. The third parak has been generously sponsored by Zecher Nishmas or Rav Yitzchak Ben Mer Golombek. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Reish Lakish said, Shtei paros b'rishus harabim, achas revutza v'achas mahaleches. If there are two cows in rishus harabim, one squatting and one walking, batam mahaleches b'revutza patura. If the walker kicked the squatter, its owner is exempt. But if the squatter kicked the walker, its owner is liable. The Gemara attempts to support this ruling from the final case of the Mishnah, which teaches that if someone is walking with a barrel in front of someone carrying a beam, and the one carrying the barrel stops and the beam strikes and breaks the barrel, the owner of the beam is exempt. The one who stopped, thereby acting unusually, is analogous to the animal squatting, and the one walking normally is analogous to the animal walking, which shows that if the one acting abnormally is damaged, the damager is not liable. The Gemara rejects the proof, saying that whereas in the Mishnah the owner of the beam is not liable for damage he caused while walking normally, in Reish Lakish's case, the squatter can, so to speak, say to the walker, "Need the Islach Rishusa Sugliyalai, grant you permission to walk me normally. Levuti be Leislach Rishusa, but to kick me, you have no permission." Pointing to the next Mishnah states that if one person was running in Rishusa Rabim and another was walking, or both were running and they were damaged by one another, they're not liable. The Gemara initially says this disagrees with Isi ben Yehuda, who said, Ratz chai b'fnei shumashuna, one who runs is liable because he's acting irregularly. He agrees that one who runs on Friday at twilight is exempt, b'fnei shuratz b'rashus, because he's running with permission to prepare for Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan says the halakha follows Isi and explains that the mission which exempts someone running is referring to Friday at twilight, and the second case, where both people are running, includes an ordinary weekday. The Gemara illustrates the permit to run on Friday at twilight with the practice of Rabbi Chanina, who would call out, Bo v'netz likros kal malchus, come, let us go out and greet the bride, the queen. In another version, he said, likros Shabbos kal malchus, to greet Shabbos, the bride, the queen. Rabbi Yana would cloak himself in finery and say, bo ikala, come bride, come bride. And point number three, in a braisa was taught that if one entered a carpenter's shop without permission, and a chip of wood flies off and strikes him, killing him, the carpenter is exempt from exile. But if he entered with permission, the carpenter is liable. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina explains, he's liable for the four payments made for injuring the person, in addition to damages, but is exempt from exile if he died. After the first reason given is rejected, Rav explains, my patimagalas, what's the meaning of he is exempt from exile? The wasagile bagalas, that exile is not sufficient to atone for him, because his sin is too great, therefore he does not go to galas. The reason is, Mishum Dahavile Shoge Karbala Mazi, because the carpenter is an unintentional murderer who is nearly intentional, since he was reckless for not ensuring no one was present while he was chipping wood. Later, Rav Papa records another version of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina's statement. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Reish Lakish said, Shtei paros b'rishus harabim, achas revutza v'achas mahaleches. If there are two cows in rishus harabim, one squatting and one walking, batam mahaleches b'revutza patura. If the walker kicked the squatter, its owner is exempt. Revutza b'mahaleches chayevus. But if the squatter kicked the walker, its owner is liable. The Gemara attempts to support this ruling from the final case of the Mishnah, which teaches that if someone is walking with a barrel in front of someone carrying a beam, and the one carrying the barrel stops and the beam strikes and breaks the barrel, the owner of the beam is exempt. The one who stopped, thereby acting unusually, is analogous to the animal squatting, and the one walking normally is analogous to the animal walking, which shows that if the one acting abnormally is damaged, the damager is not liable. The Gemara rejects the proof, saying that whereas in the Mishnah the owner of the beam is not liable for damage he caused while walking normally, in Reish Lakish's case, the squatter can, so to speak, say to the walker, "Need the Islach Rishusa Sugliyalai, grant you permission to walk me normally. Levuti be Leislach Rishusa, but to kick me, you have no permission." Pointing to the next Mishnah states that if one person was running in Rishusa Rabim and another was walking, or both were running and they were damaged by one another, they're not liable. The Gemara initially says this disagrees with Isi ben Yehuda, who said, Ratz chai b'fnei shumashuna, one who runs is liable because he's acting irregularly. He agrees that one who runs on Friday at twilight is exempt, b'fnei shuratz b'rashus, because he's running with permission to prepare for Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan says the halakha follows Isi and explains that the mission which exempts someone running is referring to Friday at twilight, and the second case, where both people are running, includes an ordinary weekday. The Gemara illustrates the permit to run on Friday at twilight with the practice of Rabbi Chanina, who would call out, Bo v'netz likros kal malchus, come, let us go out and greet the bride, the queen. In another version, he said, likros Shabbos kal malchus, to greet Shabbos, the bride, the queen. Rabbi Yana would cloak himself in finery and say, bo ikala, come bride, come bride. And point number three, in a braisa was taught that if one entered a carpenter's shop without permission, and a chip of wood flies off and strikes him, killing him, the carpenter is exempt from exile. But if he entered with permission, the carpenter is liable. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina explains, Chai Bedal Advarim Upatim Agalas. He's liable for the four payments made for injuring the person, in addition to damages, but is exempt from exile if he died. After the first reason given is rejected, Rav explains, my patim agalas, what's the meaning of he is exempt from exile? The wasagile bagalas, that exile is not sufficient to atone for him, because his sin is too great, therefore he does not go to galas. The reason is, mishum dehavile shoge karbel amazi, because the carpenter is an unintentional murderer who is nearly intentional, since he was reckless for not ensuring no one was present while he was chipping wood. Later, Rav Papa records another version of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina's statement. Alright, so now we go to our siman daf lamed beis, and our standard siman is a lab. So here goes. The scientists outside the Nezikin lab were busy observing the strange behavior of a cow squatting that was then kicked by another cow. When a man ran by Erev Shabbos calling out to greet the Shabbos Kalamachas on his way to shul, who was about to pass a carpenter shop where a customer just got killed by a flying wood chip. Once again, slow motion. The scientists outside the Nezikin lab, that must be more duff. Lamed Beis. The scientists outside the Nezikin lab were busy observing the strange behavior of a cow squatting that was then kicked by another cow, which reminds us, Reish Lakish said, Shtei paras b'rishus rabim achas v'rvutz v'achas mahalachas. If there are two cows in rishus rabim, one squatting, one walking, batam halachas b'rvutz patur. If the walker kicked the squatter, its owner is exempt. Ravutza b'mahalachas chayavas. But if the squatter kicked the walker, its owner is liable. So the scientists outside the Nezikin lab were busy observing the strange behavior of a cow squatting that was then kicked by another cow. When a man ran by Erev Shabbos calling out to greet the Shabbos Kalamachasa on his way to shul, which reminds us, one who runs on Friday at twilight is patur from damages, because he's running with permission to prepare for Shabbos. The Gemara illustrates a permit to run on Friday at twilight with a practice Rabbi Chanina, who would call out, Bo v'netz likros kalamachasa, come, let us go out and greet the bride, the queen. So the scientists outside the Nezikin lab were busy observing the strange behavior of a cow squatting that was then kicked by another cow. When a man ran by Erev Shabbos calling out to greet the Shabbos Kalamachasa on his way to shul, who was about to pass a carpenter shop where a customer just got killed by a flying wood chip. Which reminds us, if one enters a carpenter shop with Rishus and is struck by a chip of wood, the carpenter is patur from galus, in the sense that galus is not sufficient to atone for him because his sin is too great. The reason is Mishum Dehavile Shogeg Karvel Amazid, because the carpenter is an unintentional murderer who is nearly intentional, since he was reckless for not ensuring no one was present while he was chopping wood. So once again, the scientists outside the Nezikin lab were busy observing the strange behavior of a cow squatting that was then kicked by another cow. When a man ran by Erev Shabbos calling out to greet the Shabbos Kalamachasa on his way to shul, who was about to pass a carpenter shop where a customer just got killed by a flying wood chip. Alright, so now it's time for four blot back Hazara. Daf Chav Ches. So the simon Daf Chav Ches is a strong man. Koach. So here goes. The strong man, that must be more in Daf Chav Ches. Koach. The strong man who pulled out his ox from under an attacking ox, killing the attacker, which reminds us, if an ox went on top of another ox to kill it, and the lower ox's owner came and pulled out his ox from underneath, causing the upper ox to fall and die, he is patur from paying. So the strong man who pulled out his ox from under an attacking ox, killing the attacker, on an old public pathway that a man had moved from his property to the side, which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches that if a public path was passing through one's field and the owner repossessed the path and gave the public a path on the side of his field, Masha Nasim Nasim, what he gave, and the new path belongs to the public, and the path he took as his does not become his. So the strong man who pulled out his ox from under an attacking ox, killing the attacker, on an old public pathway that a man had moved from his property to the side, reached out to pick up a man who tripped on water from a broken jug, in Rishus Rabbim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokes about damages from slipping on water if an owned hazardous object is considered a bore or a shore. Dav Chav Tes, so the Siman Dav Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. The patient on the outdoor hospital cot. Cot? That must be more in Dav Chav Tes. The patient on the outdoor hospital cot heard from a dropped water jug with Shas Nafila, who said he's entitled to damages since Niskal Posheyahu, which reminds us, Gemara brings a Malchokas B'Shas Nafila, if Niskal Posheyahu, the Tanakama Remir holds, Niskal Posheyahu, one who stumbles is negligent, and is high for damages resulting from this negligence. Remuda holds, Niskal La Posheyahu, one who stumbles is not negligent, and is patur from such damages, only where he had intent, meaning he broke his jug intentionally, is Yichayev. So the patient on the outdoor hospital cot heard from a dropped water jug, B'Shas Nafila, who said he's entitled to damages since Niskal Pasheahu, to the patient on a cot recovering from a similar fall, Lach Nafila, after the owner was mafkir the jug and its contents, which reminds us that Bai explains that the machlokas about damages, lachar nafila, after the fall, is where the owner was mafkir his broken jug and its contents. The Tanakama, Rabbi Meir holds, mafkir nizok of chayv, one who is mafkir his hazardous items, is still chayv for the damage they cause. And Rabbi Yudah holds, he's not chayv. So the patient in the outdoor hospital cot heard from a drop water jug, Bashas Nafila, who said he's entitled to damages since Niskal Pasheo, who... To the patient on a cot recovering from a similar fall, Lachar Nafila, after the owner was mafkir the jug and its contents, wondered if the man in the street who just lifted some dung less than 3 fakim up and then put it back down intended to acquire it. Which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Ha'hofech is a galal b'rushus rabim. If one turns over dung he found in rushus rabim, he's chayv for damages it causes. Rabbi Elazar said, this is only shniskav niskos behen, where he intended to acquire it, but if he did not, he's not chayav. Daf Lamed. So the Zimmer Daf Lamed is a Melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The pious Rebbe, Rebbe, that must mean we're on Daf Lamed, Melamed. The pious Rebbe who was teaching his Talmidim Nezikim, Perkei Avos, and Brachos, so they should become Chasidim, which reminds us, Rebbe Yehuda said, Haiman Debay L'Mahabe Chasida, one who wants to be a pious person, L'Kai Milid Nezikim, should fulfill the words of Masechet Nezikim. Rava says, Milid Avos, he should fulfill the words of Perkei Avos. Others say, Mili de Brachos, he should fulfill the words of Maseches Brachos. So the pious Rebbe who was teaching his Talmidim Nezikin, Perkei Avos and Brachos, so they should become Chasidim, told his class to look outside as a man had just slipped on cut straw that someone had placed on the road to become fertilizer. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Amosi is Tivna Vakasho, L'Rishus HaRabim L'Zvalim. If one puts his cut straw or uncut straw in Rishus HaRabim to become fertilizer, and someone was damaged by it, the owner must pay for the damages. So the pious Rebbe who was teaching his Talmidim Nezikim, Perkei Avos and Brachos, so they should become Chasidim, told his class to look outside as a man had just slipped on cut straw that someone had placed on the road to become fertilizer, while another person came and acquired some of the straw for himself. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught about straw left out in public. Kol kodem mehen zocha, whoever is first to take it, acquires it. Rav explains, ben begufim ben meshivchon, anyone may acquire both the straw itself and its improvements gained while improperly left in public. Zairi says, B'shivchan avlo b'gufan, one may acquire its improvements, but not the straw itself, and the owner retains its original value. Daf Lamed Aleph. So the Simur Daf Lamed Aleph relates to the law, and we use a judge. So here goes. When the judge, that must be more Daf Lamed Aleph, law. When the judge carrying the flower pot to decorate the courtroom tripped over the judge who stumbled in front of him, who didn't warn him, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Shnei kadam shei mahochin zeh chazeh. If you have two potters walking, one behind the other, and the first stumbled and fell, and the second stumbled on the first is chayv for damages to the second. Rabbi Yochanan explains that even according to the opinion that one who stumbles is faultless, the first person is chayv here because he should have stood up after falling and he didn't stand up. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says he's even chayv if he could not have stood up in time, because he should have warned the person behind him and he didn't warn him. Rabbi Yochanan holds he is not faulted for failing to warn the second person, the tarid, because he was preoccupied. So when the judge carrying the flower pot to decorate the courtroom tripped over the judge who stumbled in front of him, who didn't warn him, he called out regarding his broken shards, I did not dig this pit, which reminds us, Rav said, Rishon chay b'nizkei shem, the first person who fell is liable for damages of the second, both for damages caused by his body and for damages caused by his property. Sheni chay b'nizkei shlishi, the second is liable for damages of the third person who fell over him, b'nizkei gufa, only for damages caused by his body, avolo b'nizkei mamona, but not for damages caused by his property. He's not responsible for damages from his property because he can say, I bear love anakrize, I did not dig this pit, and is not even responsible for not picking them up if he was mafka them. So when the judge carrying the flower pot to decorate the courtroom tripped over the judge who stumbled in front of him, who didn't warn him, he called out regarding his broken shards, I did not dig this pit, just as another judge carrying a flower pot and a man carrying a beam collided. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one was coming through Rishus HaRabim with his barrel and this one was coming with his beam and they collided, shattering the barrel, the owner of the beam is exempt. Because this one has permission to walk through Rishus HaRabim and this one has permission to walk there. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we learn if one turns over dung he found in Rishus HaRabim, he's chayav for damages it causes? That's on Daf Chavtes. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we have the case of a walking cow kicking a squatting cow? That's on Daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn if someone tripped over a jug left in Rishus HaRabim and broke it, he doesn't have to pay since it's not the way for a person to focus on the road as they walk? That's on Daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn about the permit to take straw which was left in Rishus HaRabim? That's on Daf Love it. Good number five. Which of the following, if one entered a carpenter shop with rishus and is killed by a flying wood chip, the carpenter is punted from gulls because it's a case of shogei karv lemezi, that's on daf? Lamed Beis. Good number six. Which of the following, if a person carrying a barrel collides with one carrying a beam, the one carrying the beam is punted for shattering the barrel, that's on daf? Lamedov. Good number seven. Which doth the one who wants to be a chassid, shul maseches nezikin or avos or maseches brachas, that's on daf? Lamed. Good number eight. Which doth the one that if a man tries to give the public a different path through his field, what he gives to them they get, but the old path does not become his, that's on daf? Chav ches. Good number nine. Which doth the one is permitted to run Erev Shabbos and is patur from damages, that's on daf? Lamed Beis. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we have a machlokas if a person who stumbled and didn't warn the person behind him is liable for damages? That's on daf? Lamed Aleph. Excellent. That comes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichru wishing you a great day and great learning.